She's quiet for a moment, which for Patrice is unusual, so I arm myself with a few comebacks. You're too good of a guy to just be the douchebag who disappoints women all the time. Did you just call me a good guy? Rarely do I receive compliments from Patrice. We have one of those relationships where telling one another what a dumbass the other is being is our way of showing love. You know what I mean. I shrug. Maybe I'm still getting over her. She blows out an annoyed breath, not having to ask who her is. Give me a break, she's a felon. A few protest arrests doesn't make you a felon. And there I go, sticking up for the woman who broke my heart as if it was a twig underfoot, with no care for its fragility and no backward glance. Still, I'm over Leilani now, but I don't want a relationship, and if I say I'm over her, Patrice will make it her personal mission to give me heart eyes for someone. I slow down as we near my apartment. My buddy's shop, Ink Envy, and his girl's bake shop, Sweet Infusion, are right here. Ryan is usually already baking at this godforsaken hour, but it's the dark-haired girl walking down the street who grabs my attention. I know the cadence of that walk. I know that ass. What the hell is she doing here? Patrice looks at me when I stop the car, then follows my line of sight. Fits the description of the female suspect, right? I hold up my hand, put the car into park, and quietly shut my door. Leilani, I say into the cool morning air. It wouldn't be the first time a witness has labeled someone with olive skin as being Hispanic rather than Polynesian. She's in jeans and a sweatshirt. Patrice is wrong. Leilani can't be one of the suspects. But on her right jean leg, I spot paint, and the more my eyes scour her clothes, I spot the cast of spray on her clothes.
Knox.
Her voice is as sweet as candy as she saunters to me, her hips swaying, her eyes eating me up as though she's going to welcome me with a kiss after she bolted from town.
It's been so long.
I nod. Since you left me, you mean? A door chime rings behind me. Although I don't bother looking, I know it's Ryan.
I came back to see you. I was going to ring the buzzer, but I didn't want to wake you.
She breaks the distance between us. I grab her wrist to stop her before she touches me. Where were you earlier? She shrugs.
I told you, I was here waiting for you.
I've been around this block 20 times tonight. This is the first time I've seen her. Did you take up painting? The truth lies in her eyes. Or should I say, the lies. It's the same look I'd get when I'd ask her about moving in together, or her job prospects in town so she could stick around. You need to come down to the station. There are some officers who'd like to talk to you about your aim with a paintball gun. Red and blue lights reflect off the glass of the storefront, and I glance over my shoulder to see Patrice shrugging.
You can't arrest me. You have no proof that I've done anything wrong.
She squirms to get out of my hold. I'm sure her assumption is that I'd let her go because in her mind, I'm probably still stupidly in love with her. I can't deny there's still a soft spot there, but I no longer pine over her like a sappy schmuck. I'm not going to argue with you, Leilani. I grab my handcuffs and secure them on her wrists.
What are you going to do? Take me up to your apartment with these cuffs on? Just like the old days, huh?
No. I try not to let the visual she's so eager to produce in my mind come to fruition. I turn her toward the cruiser, and Leilani balks.
Seriously, the lights? Why not put your siren on, too?
At least she finally realizes this is serious. Patrice isn't even trying to bite down her smile as I walk Leilani back to the squad car, open the door, and press my hand on her head to lower her in.
Hello, Leilani, Patrice says. Patrice.
As I round the back of the car, I catch sight of all my friends on the balcony. I assume Ryan must have alerted them. My gaze falls to Ryan on the sidewalk outside her shop, her hand covering her mouth and a look of sorrow in her eyes. I hate that damn look. Go back inside, Ryan, I say, and climb into the driver's side. Just to be a dick, I turn on the sirens, but it's me who will suffer for this. Move on over, Ben. I'm the new joke at the station now.